9.
I'm a Democrat, and he did very good things for our area, but this is unconscionable. It's really bad.
People committed crimes and came out of jail and went on to be productive citizens. He didn't commit a big crime. It was just very bad judgment.
He does everything he can to make things more livable here. And he works hard.
I mean, he was put into office to serve the people, and he did something that was unethical. And I think he should resign. It's really sad, but hopefully he'll run again.
Seven-term Congressman Anthony Weiner is out. He resigns. Finally. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We're going to zig and zag all over the place. But we're going to close the book on Wienergate. Have you ever heard so many jokes? I was thinking about this. You grow up and your name's Wiener, so you can imagine how much his chops were busted when he was a kid with that last name in elementary school and junior high, high school, and, you know, beyond. But he thrives in politics. Seven terms. Brooklyn loves this guy. He ran for mayor in 2005. He was going to do it again. He had a good chance. He had a voice. He was media savvy. And it all comes crashing down on him because of his sexually charged electronic relationships. He didn't even have sex with anyone. So it wasn't sex with a whole bunch of women that brought him down. It was fake sex. It was sexting that brought this congressman down. How could he have been so stupid? I'll tell you one person that loves Anthony Weiner, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It kind of took some of the heat off of Schwarzenegger. Granted, he's no longer the governor of California, but he was being filleted by the paparazzi and still will be. But it took some of the heat off because this was such a big story. So finally, he gets out of the way of himself. He had no choice. More women were falling out from the rafters. More photos were appearing. The conversations were being leaked. And the conversations, they were lewd. So much so that Larry Flint from Hustler jokingly said, "I would love for him to come and help us with our internet division because he's very good at it." He was very good at tweeting and Facebooking. And in fact, ironically, he was someone who championed the internet and kids and predators and whatnot. And here he was cruising, I mean, sending hundreds of emails to cocktail waitresses, a porn star, you know, you name it. If somebody gave him the opening and she was attractive, he took it, it seems. And then you got to feel for his wife, Uma, who is traveling with Hillary Clinton, has worked with her since she was an intern, I think, some 10, 12 years, pregnant with their first child and having to weather all of this from afar. So he did do the right thing. He had to. The Democrats were strong-arming him. And too many other things were starting to fall out. Too many pictures, too much of it. Though he didn't do anything illegal, he could not get away with what was going on and think that with a straight face he could serve his constituents. So this is a little bit long, but we're going to let you hear the final presser from Anthony Weiner.
Good afternoon. About 20 years ago, I stood in this very same room here at the Council Center and asked my neighbors for their help to take a chance on me in electing me to the City Council. Then some 7 years later, I asked those same people to join with people in Queens in sending me to Congress. There is no higher honor in a democracy than being sent by your neighbors to represent them in the United States House of Representatives. It is particularly humbling to represent this district because the communities and families of the 9th Congressional District are hardworking, they're patriotic, they're opinionated, they are authentic. I have never forgotten my neighbors because they represent the same middle-class story as mine. I went to public schools my whole life. My mother was a school teacher for 32 years. My father went to law school on the GI Bill. The middle-class story of New York is my story, and I'm very proud of that. I'm here today to again apologize for the personal mistakes I have made and the embarrassment I have caused. I make this apology to my neighbors and my constituents, but I make it particularly to my wife, Huma. I had hoped to be able to continue the work that the citizens of my district elected me to do, to fight for the middle class and those struggling to make it. Unfortunately, the distraction that I have created has made that impossible. So today I am announcing my resignation from Congress. So my colleagues can get back to work, my neighbors can choose a new representative, and most importantly, that my wife and I can continue to heal from the damage I have caused. To repeat, most importantly, so that I can continue to heal from the damage that I have caused. I want to thank my colleagues in the House of Representatives, Democrats and Republicans alike. They come from different places around the country, but fundamentally, we all agree. They're all patriots, and I will miss them all. Thank you. I also want to express my gratitude to members of my staff. They're young people who are not paid very much. They're people that work very hard and very long hours. Ultimately, those people define the notion of service. I want to thank, of course, the many people who have helped me, the people who have volunteered, the people who have given me advice, the many of my constituents who have offered me good ideas. And, of course, I want to express my gratitude to my family, to my mother and father who instilled in me the values that carried me this far, to my brother Jason, and of course to my wife Huma, who has stood with me in this entire difficult period and to whom I owe so very much. I got into politics to help give voice to the many who simply did not have one. Now I'll be looking for other ways to contribute my talents to make sure that we live up to that most New York and American of ideals. The idea that leaving a family, a community, and ultimately a country is the one thing that all unites us, the one thing we're all focused on. With God's help and with hard work, we will all be successful. Thank you and good afternoon.
All right, so you got to hear the whole thing. You could hear the hecklers and some of what they were saying, of course, because it's ridiculous, all of the stories that have dropped out. Now there's speculation as to what will he do next. 7 terms a congressman, always in politics. So the speculation is, what are the chances are that he'll run for something else? There's no reason why he couldn't do that. In fact, there are many in New York who believe he will run again, and maybe he'll still run for mayor. You think the people in New York would vote for him for mayor? What would the campaign signs look like? Want to throw in your 2-800-259-D791. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Welcome back to America Tonight as we are headed toward another weekend in June. I bet it's warming up wherever you're listening to me. Let me just tell you, I'm living in an oven. It was 104 degrees today. Yeah, you're not running or working out in that kind of weather. People passed out. In fact, what would be my daily salute is the fact that the Dallas Mavericks knocked off the Heat and they had a huge parade, unlike in Vancouver, as the Boston Bruins beat the Vancouver Canucks the other night, shut them down 4-0. People went crazy. It was one of the most disgraceful riots in sports history. I mean, there's a long line of idiots who set cars on fire and do stupid things, but throwing bottles, you know, at least 10, 15 cars on fire, made Vancouver look terrible, like a war zone, because they lost the Stanley Cup to Boston. I don't think so. I think some of those people were planted, just kind of doing a wilding thing, and they were drunk. They were smashed. But how embarrassing. Now, on the other hand, in Dallas, Texas, the Dallas Mavericks held their parade while Anthony Weiner was resigning from his position in Congress. So while that was going on, and there was a lot of buzz over that, in the sports world, a huge parade where 250,000 people showed up. That's a lot of people to show up when the temperatures are in the hundreds. And some of them didn't bring water with them. So you can imagine there were people who passed out. Nobody, luckily, was severely injured, but there were people who passed out along the parade route. So be careful, America, if it's starting to warm up where you are. It's beautiful in the East Coast, though. It's 80 degrees. And so people listening in Connecticut and Vermont, you've got some great temps there. Didn't matter about the temperature with Anthony Weiner. It's really strange, too. Where he gave his speech, you know, he gave all that credit to his family. Where he gave his speech is where he first ever gave a speech. And listen, this guy is going to pop back in politics. whether it's just strictly a big fat paycheck, a check rather from a think tank, which is the rumor that I heard, he'll end up making television appearances. For goodness sake, look at Elliot Spitzer. I know it's a little bit different. Yeah, he was with a prostitute. So, but this was just so out of control. He will end up in the position, in a maybe even a better position. Who knows? He's out of politics for now. There's even a thought that he could run for his office again in the fall because maybe things would die down a little bit. Well, this is June, so let's see. We don't have too many months. You think he would be reelected to Congress? And it'll be one of those things. I made a mistake. He's the comeback guy. I'll tell you what. He added some new words to all of our vocabularies. I said this already. Sexually charged electronic relationships. Not that people weren't already worried about this. How many men might be doing that? Might be doing the sexting thing. Forget the affairs. It's all about sexting. And he was very graphic. And really, a lot of the women that texted him, they were saying they supported him, all this other stuff, and he whipped it around and turned it into something completely different. All right, for the first crack at this, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I'm kind of surprised. I guess we've got teens, you know, sexting all the time now, and we got adults doing it, and I'm just, you know, I'm just, if New Yorkers vote this guy back in, hey, you know what, you got it coming to you, you know? It's up to them what they want to do, but, you know, I just like, you know, how do you know this guy's not going to still have the same perversions, you know?
I think he's a narcissist, and he has a huge ego. I think he has an ego the size of those Macy Day's balloons when they do the parade and Thanksgiving. Absolutely. I think he feels like he could brush this off and come back in some other way.
Yeah. Well, just so we can get rid of the jokes, and I'm glad he's out of the, hopefully he'll be out of the spotlight for a while.
Okay, I agree. He's a distraction. He was a major distraction, certainly in the House.
Hey, and you know what? I want to thank the Mavericks for knocking out, you know, I love nothing more than watching LeBron go out a loser, and after what he did to the fans in Cleveland, and I want to thank the Mavericks for winning the title, even though it was very hard for me to root for a team that I've completely disliked for pretty much their inception. But in any case, though, and I do hope that at least for the rest of Dirk Nowitzki's career, that he never wins another one, because if we ever have to go through listening to him saying we are the champions again.
The worst. I have never heard an athlete sing like that. The worst. He has no voice. I don't know what he was thinking.
And for, you know what, and I've always thought that Sam was, our buddy Sam up there in Canada was a nutcase when it came to hockey, you know?
Right.
But I just was in shock last night. I could not believe. I mean, you think of Vancouver, you think how beautiful it is up there, how peaceful it is, you know, and for their fans to go bananas like that over a stupid game. You know what I'm saying, Kate? I would say the same thing about football or basketball. Every time I've seen one of these riots, it doesn't matter. It's just a game. Guess what? There's going to be next year and the year after. As long as man's existing, you know? I mean, I just shake my head like, why in the world would you want to, you know, tear up your city like that, especially a city like Vancouver? And it's not a reflection on everybody that lives there, you know, but, I mean, I know Canadians take their hockey serious, Kate, but for crying out loud, you know?
Oh, no, ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, I think it was a group of kids that were kind of doing that wilding thing. I don't think it was all upset fans, but it doesn't matter. That's the way it looked. You had windows that were smashed, cars burned, you had police that had to use grenades, anything that they could do to break up the mobs. It was that bad. I mean, it's embarrassing for Canada, I think, and humiliating for Vancouver. Just absolutely ridiculous. It's not a normal kind of celebration. Yes, things can bubble over, and we know that this has happened before where riots have broken out. Remember in San Francisco when they won the World Series last time around, you had people in that city by the bay burning a few things, but not as bad as what happened in Vancouver. That's terrible.
Well, you know, Miami lost. You didn't see their fans going out there in Miami, you know. I mean, of course, they've won an NBA title before a few years back. But
sure.
And by the way, man, you know how hard it is for me to handle this, but I think if I've got my math correct, Boston has now won all four sports, haven't they, within the last 10 years?
They have, absolutely. 39 years between cups, so a couple generations, but that seals the deal for the four, yeah.
I mean, the Bruins won the Cup, and a couple of years ago the Celtics won, and a couple of years before that the Red Sox won, and then, of course, you got the three Super Bowls by the Patriots. So they must be feeling high on the hog up there, huh? Like, there's something special? Oh.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what, they've got a sports radio station. It's a huge station in the country. Its call letters are WEEI, and they are blowing the doors off of everything because, as you said, between the Red Sox, now the Bruins, between the Celts, of course, and the Patriots, they own some serious hardware up there, yeah.
Yeah, so, but in any case, so, I was going to rip on New Englanders here for a minute, but I'll go back. I'm sorry. You know,
oh, how nice.
I mean, they had I'm sure they have a lot of kids up there that play hockey. I mean, it's pretty popular up there, you know. And yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people from that area that are in the NHL. And there's a lot of basketball players also that are from that area. But boy, when it comes to football and baseball, I don't see it, you know. And I don't know that I should equate, you know, the athletic level of a state versus their athletic teams or whatever, but I've always just kind of felt that way. I mean, like, come on, I'm up in Wyoming, forget it. We ain't good at anything except shooting animals, you know? So
Rodeo!
Yeah, rodeo. So some guy got gored in the face the other day. I was jumping for joy. Said, go, bull!
Ooh!
No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, though, hey, night later before we hang, and wish you a happy weekend. I wanted to give you a review. I saw a movie finally. Haven't been to movies in a while this past weekend. And I saw that movie Super 8.
Was it good?
I loved it, Kate. I was just
really
thought this torment inside and just exciting, and it's kind of like Steven Spielberg produced the movie, J.J. Abrams directed it, and
right.
So and of course it involved a bunch of teenagers, preteens, whatever, and early teenagers, and the storyline, and it really had a lot of similarities to E.T., except for the alien in this case wasn't a nice alien, you know what I'm saying? And there was some spooky parts, and there's a lot of comedy, and, you know, it was just I think it'd be a great family movie for families with teenagers, but I wouldn't take any little children to it, so.
All right, Super 8, done. Don says, thumbs up, you have a great weekend. The cheap movie review from Don, Super 8, I want to see it. Newt Gingrich, how is he faring in the polls? That story on the flip side.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
How many of you, growing up, when you were asked the question, what do you want to be when you grow up? You know when adults badger the crap out of you and start asking you that when you're like 6 years old? Oh, I think that's when it started for me. What do you want to be when you grow up? And that old, you know, that old argument about what girls would say and what boys would say, the traditional 50s style roles for women, though, I want to have kids and be a housewife, whatever. And the little boy saying, I want to be a policeman, I want to be a fireman, or I want to be president. I want to be president. How many times do you hear that come out of the mouths of little boys? Especially now, I think, because it's pretty wide open that anybody could be president. I think Newt Gingrich was one of those kids that wanted to be president when he was a little boy. But boy, he's not doing much to help himself as far as the Republican nod. NBC News and Wall Street Journal did a poll. You know I'm the poll princess, right? So let me give you the numbers. 48% have a negative opinion of old Newt. That's his worst polling ever. 16% have a favorable opinion of the presidential hopeful, which is down 8 points since April. In April, the favorable, unfavorable rating, because that's how they bounce these things off, with all the Republicans surveyed in the poll, was 46%, 11, and it's 11%. So now it's 28%, 33%. So the bottom line is I could give you a bunch of other numbers, but they're negative. It's an implosion. His numbers have plummeted. And, of course, so many things have happened, like the fact that, what was he thinking? he takes a cruise with his wife, Callista, and apparently she insisted, took a cruise to the Greek Isles in early June. Then he had to take back a statement about some other Republicans in the party, and he also had to defend a $500,000 interest-free credit account at Tiffany's. Oh, yeah, I can relate to the common man. We're off on a yacht in the Greek Isles. I'm going to stop into Tiffany's and use some of that credit that I have. And the timing couldn't be worse for him. And then you have staffers who just have quit en masse. So he lost like 20 staffers. That's so unusual for that to happen, because the campaign people were saying they couldn't keep up with what he was doing. They wanted him back off of certain things, like the screenings of 9 Days That Changed the World, which is a documentary about the candidate, about Newt, and his wife co-produced it as well. And it originally debuted like a year ago, I want to say, somewhere in there. And what the campaign people are saying that were pushing for him, they're saying, look, it's great that he has these screenings, but it has nothing to do for running for president. And you can't have the campaign distracted by arranging movie screenings. So in mass, they decided to leave, you know, like 20 or so staffers left, which is a pretty big amount. And the ones that stayed on say, oh, it's all water under the bridge now, and they were just consultants, they weren't really on the staff. So, yeah, you know that there's big-time problems. And the bigger problem is his numbers in the polls, because in looking at this race, clearly for the Republicans, you got to narrow it down, you got to come up with your dream ticket that you think can knock off the incumbent, Barack Obama. And I'll say this again and again and again, and all of you know this. All roads lead to the wallet. So if people are struggling financially, the unemployment number is even that much higher, you can bet there is a much better chance that somebody new could take that job away from Barack Obama. But if things are kind of in the middle, a little bit rocky, but kind of in the middle, or better, then forget it, because some people only see what's in front of them. So Newt Gingrich created his own distractions and I think sunk his own ship when it comes to the GOP, as the field will get narrow and then will expand again, because there's some people who haven't declared yet who are really seriously mulling it over, and if they throw in, then there's always a chance. It could be anyone but Mitt. Right now, Romney has the inside track right now, very, very early. But he has a pretty big lead over the other candidates. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin got 14%. Newt, by the way, has 30. So he's got 30. The closest to him, Palin, who's not even running, 14%. Herman Cain's got 12. Ron Paul, 7. Newt Gingrich, who is tanking, 6. Tim Pawlenty and Rick Santorum, both 4. Michelle Bachmann, 3. And John Huntsman at 1. So now you know where they stand. And there is some method in the madness when it comes to the polls. All right, we're talking about a slew of things. Not Newt's slide wasn't the biggest thing as far as politics. Of course, Wiener. Wienergate is done. The jokes are over, so to speak. But I think he somehow comes back into the game. 800-259-5791. Dale in Illinois. Hello, we haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
And you?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you. I was out the other day mowing my grass. It's so wet here. It's up to about the height of my butt crack. So I decided to take a break. I went in to watch television for a little bit, and there's Mr. Wiener on the screen in his underwear. And I'm thinking, well, Is it Fruit of the Loom or is it Hanes?
There you go.
Yeah. I don't think Michael Jordan has any problem about losing his underwear gig.
No.
But anyway, Mr. Wiener's gone. I guess my question to you, Kate, is you're a celebrity. Now, I know you don't like me if people call you that term, but
yeah,
you
thanks.
Are. You visit with these people, you interview them, you know some of them. I'm sure some of them are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my question is, why is it these people, do they have such big egos that they think they can do these things and get by with them all the time?
I think you just answered the question. I think he's a huge narcissist. He has a giant ego, and that's exactly it. Because he's not a stupid man. How could he be this stupid? And especially when there have been so many others before him who have fallen on the sword of stupidity because they got caught. And that's part of it. It's the risk and, oh, I think I won't get caught. But when you're tweeting pictures of yourself, you know, all bets are off. In this world of 15 minutes of fame, how many of those women do you think weren't going to say anything? And naturally, the story is going to get broken wide open. So it's about his ego. It's about the fact that he's a narcissist.
Well, I guess I always think about their spouses in these situations. I mean, this is a young woman, pregnant, has a political job, and I don't hold that against her. But that's a hell of a burden to have to put up with.
It is. It is. Can you imagine? And think of this, too. How awkward is this? Because who does she work for? Hillary Clinton.
Well, there you go.
Imagine the private conversations there. There had to be at least one. I'm sorry. There had to be at least one. She's known her since she was a kid. Hillary Clinton's known. Her name's Huma, and she's known her since she was about 17 years old.
Well, I don't know. I can't imagine tolerating that sort of thing.
I can't either. I can't.
I guess the guy, is such an arrogant little snot. That, what I heard in this news conference is, well, I'm going to come back. I'm going to, let this
mm-hmm.
blow over. I'm going to run again.
Yep.
The guy ought to give it a rest for about 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah, 4 years. Because these pictures don't disappear. All this stuff that happened is not going to disappear. It'll be dredged up again. It's forever out there in the archives. It's not like the old days, as I said before, where reporters turned their heads, didn't say anything, or even if there was any kind of evidence, it wasn't anything like this. Trust me. And let me tell you, folks, I would be thrown off the air if I read the text that he sent to these women. I swear it is 10 times worse than reading something out of Hustler.
Well, when a porn star says she doesn't want to talk sex with him, that ought to tell us something.
Right, right, right. She does that for a living, and she wants nothing to do with the conversations with him. You're absolutely right. That's when he was way over the top. Yeah, way over the top, just crazy. I mean, crazy. What was he thinking? How stupid he would risk that all like that, and just for what? The thrill? The thrill of what? That's somebody said to me, what was the thrill there? It wasn't like he was with all these gorgeous women. I guess that whole, what was it? What did I say it was called? The sexually charged electronic relationship was okay for him. I don't know. Well, that's there's no payoff, I don't think. I don't get it. It makes no sense to me.
That's a beautiful word for horny emails. That's what that is.
Exactly. No kidding. Dale, always fun to rap with you. Thanks, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, this is now new words that we will probably see in Webster's Dictionary. You know how they're always coming up with new words and definitions? Somebody will submit something similar to this, I'm sure. Wiener will be back, though. He's got friends in some capacity, maybe think tank, talking head, not sure. Trust me, the networks aren't beneath that because they know there'd be an odd factor about that and there'd be a lot of people that would rubberneck it. So maybe he comes back. Certainly 2012, he could talk about the race. Woo! Hang with us.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
No attorneys to plead my case, no orbits to send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be jeweled with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, in trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I deserve my life now.
Anthony Weiner, he was in trouble on that first tweet. He just could not help himself. And once again, who comes out with the big publicity, the free publicity in all of that, of this? And it's Twitter. Because every time someone gets in trouble, it's something they've tweeted. People have lost jobs because of what they've tweeted. People have gotten in trouble over things they've tweeted. Athletes having to apologize. And now this is a huge story. The congressman goes down, and most of it is because he's tweeting back and forth with a mom in Texas, a blackjack dealer in Vegas, a porn star, women he never met, only saw photographs of. So his poison was the sexually charged electronic relationship, while his real-life relationship, his wife is pregnant and traveling around with the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. So that's where we're at right now, folks, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I know you are wienered out. I get it. And really, to the credit of our show, we haven't pounded it into the ground as much as so many others have. Everybody's reacted to it, though. It has been a major distraction. We've talked about the other things, certainly, throughout heavily on this show, the deficit problems, the what's going to happen if the debt ceiling isn't raised. And, you know, here they're ratcheting up the rhetoric on that. But we know, as we see Greece and we think the word defaults, how dangerous it would be to default. But how do you then again borrow more money and have to make up more money? It's, you know what it is? It's like a Band-Aid. In sports, here's a great example, and all of you can relate to this, because how many of us are rabid football fans? If you look at me now at my website at AmericaTonight.net, I am raising my hand. How many of us are rabid football fans? A lot. And the collective bargaining agreement, how many times have they just put a Band-Aid over it and not really have a collective bargaining agreement in place? Because they just want to get going. They want to play. So it's okay. We'll deal with the Band-Aid. We'll figure it out. We'll come up with a way to heal this. And that's what will happen here. They'll lift the debt ceiling. They'll end up borrowing more money, which is the deal. And that's more money we owe. It's a vicious cycle. Can we get back to the black? I mean, I support a move to get back to black. It's so difficult. I understand that things have happened, that wars have happened that have cost a fortune that we've gotten involved in, which we could certainly hash that out. But year after year after year, going back to Bush, you can't think that this is going to flip around somehow. There's no magic potion. And now there's going to be more money piled on top of it. Hey, it's something that Anthony Weiner is not going to have a vote on, though, because he's done, he's gone, he resigns at a news conference he called. And now he is a former congressman. There'll be a special election for his seat. Some say he's got cojones, if you know what I mean, and he could rerun. He could run for his own office. Wouldn't that be a story? Rick in Illinois, hello.
Day on TV, and people was talking about his wife not being there, but she's home throwing the yard, his clothes out in the front yard.
She should.
And she probably called up Marie Shriver or Tiger Woods' ex-wife to find a divorce lawyer. Try to get things started on that.
Yeah, they'd be two good people to consult, sure.
Yeah. Well, she don't need him, really, because she's got a pretty good job herself. Had to carry that around the rest of her life, that guy around, embarrassment and all that. So.
Yeah, you know what? You bring up a good point. The women that you mentioned, the one thing about those women, what they have in common is massive humiliation. I mean, how do you get over that hump? I mean, that's, you know what that would be like? Anybody listening, including you, Rick, any of us, if you had a spouse that they were fooling around with half the people in the neighborhood, how do you live in your house when three doors down, there was some shenanigans going on, and then across the street, there was something happening? It would be mortifying.
Well, yeah, and how could she even turn her back on him and trust him, or go on another job? You never know what he's up to anymore, so.
Yeah, that's the key thing. And she's got the job where she travels, plus she's pregnant.
Yeah, that's the main bad thing about the whole thing, she's being pregnant like that. While he's doing all this other stuff.
I know. It's terrible.
But, no, I forget why I was watching or reading something. Anyway, they're trying to build up these Republican people's running for office. But, man, that's a sorry group of people they got. That's the best they can come up with. Running against Obama. I say Obama boy, they have the campaign. I think they're going to beat themselves.
Well, and right now, Mitt Romney is pulled ahead. He's at 30% in the polls. Sarah Palin is the closest. She's not even running, and she's got 14.
Well, but, I mean, nobody's backing him up, though. I mean, he's not going to run in Iowa.
No.
He can't afford to it. Nobody's going to put any money in behind him. And, I mean, who's going to put money in behind these people? You know, like Tim Pee-wee Plenty, and nobody even heard of, and Michelle Palin, and you got the other clown. I forget his name. Oh, Rick Sanitarium. who's going to throw money in behind these guys?
No, Newt Gingrich, any of them. Michelle Bachmann. Yeah.
All his people left him, so he got nobody to help him campaign now. So.
Well, somebody better campaign because Obama's got $1 billion in his war. He will have $1 billion in his war chest.
Yeah, but I don't see anybody really throwing any money behind these guys or backing them up. Like I said, just sorry group of people they can come up with. They are regroup, think about getting somebody. I don't know who that be.
Yeah, somebody who could create the buzz. That's what I wonder about. If is there anybody that creates the buzz? I mean, America, you're listening. A lot of you do not want Obama back in again. But who are you voting for? Who trips the switch for you? Yeah, who are you going to get? Who is the person that's going to lead America in a different direction? I mean, that is the valid question. Who is the person that comes up with something completely different than Obama has for the economy, for the illegal immigration situation that nobody wants to touch, for the deficit related to the economy? Just there's a lot that goes into that. And certainly with the financial situation being so bleak, that's a key aspect to somebody going up against Obama for sure. That's what they would attack. Rick, thanks for the call.
Yeah, take care.
You too. You know, interesting thing about Romney, he was in Tampa, and he was talking to a group of out-of-work Floridians, and he dropped this bomb. He said, I'm also unemployed, and of course, massive criticism was thrown his way, certainly from Democrats, because they say it showed that the former Massachusetts governor and multi-millionaire was completely out of touch. He was criticizing Barack Obama's economic plan to a very small group of business owners and unemployed workers at a Tampa coffee shop. And he told the group that he did have his eye on one particular job, but he was unemployed. So, of course, the Democrats jumped on this. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who's the chair of the Democratic National Committee, issued a statement saying that Romney's comments were inappropriate and insensitive to the millions of Americans looking for work. I think he was grasping for a common denominator and saying that he was out of work, that he's unemployed. And, of course, it is a stretch because he has a ton of money. He's literally sitting on a throne of money. That does make it tough to make the leap to the other side. But I completely see what he was trying to do. He was trying to say that. He was trying to have the common thread that, yeah, I'm in the same situation, but he's gotten called on it. Florida's unemployment rate, 10.8%, higher, a little bit higher than the national average, just like in Nevada, how tough they have it there. Any thoughts on the show? You know what to do. Go to the website, americatonight.net, click on the email, and shoot it to me.